the salt with the God juice.
Oh, that's all it is.
Uh-huh. And the other bread, you put soda and salt. Soda and salt and baking powder.
Oh,
no, you don't put baking powder or soda. You just put salt, and that's a corn God juice.
Oh, well, what about, did she ever cook that in the fireplace?
Yes. She had a skillet and lid.
Oh, she did?
She had a skillet and lid, you see, and she put fire on top of it, put the lid on and put fire on top. And I did that after I was married.
Oh, you did?
I had a skillet and lid one winter. It was an awfully bad winter, and we just had a great big old fireplace, and we just cooked in there. And I'd make my biscuits and put in this... make out my fists, choke them out, you know, and put them in there and put that lid on. Boy, they'd almost kick the lid off. They'd be swell up so. They were so good.
Oh,
and so we'd cook our breakfast. We'd have our good country butter and sorghum molasses and ham meat and brown gravy. And we had plenty to eat.
Well, that sounds good.
And we raised it all except the flour and meal. But we had our chickens and eggs and milk and butter and meat and lard.
The whole thing.
Of course, we had to buy baking powders and salt and soda from the peddlers.
Well, was there something that you make up like a batter and fry?
Oh, yes, a flitter.
Oh, is that what
that's what they're called, flitters.
That's what they yeah.
Oh, yes, I fried lots of flitters.
Now, in talking about eggs, you call the inside part of the egg?
Yellow. Yeah.
Outside, and then if you cook them like in hot water, you call them
poached.
And I don't know. Did you ever see a slaughter
hog?
Yeah. Oh,
a hog.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of a silly question. I guess.
Yes.
I guess
goodness.
You're pretty familiar with that kind of stuff.
I've done it all.
You've done that too. Oh boy. Well, when they would. That meat that would be between the ham and the shoulder, you call that?
The middling.
Yeah.
And
when that was, after it was cured, or smoked, or whatever you did to it, you call it, then?
Cured meat.
And then
it'd
be cured meat.
It'd be cured meat. Mm-hmm. Smoke it and pack it down. Sometimes you pack it down in salt.
And that's what you do with that
middling. Yeah.
And then when you got ready to cook it, would you
have
to slice it up?
Well, yes, when we take it out of the salt, we'd pack it down in salt to cure it. Then we'd take it out and wash it.
Oh,
hang it up to dry. It'd hang up and dry. And I put my hams in, I use flour sacks just to hang it up to keep anything from getting on to them. But the middlings, I always just hang them up.
Uh-huh.
And then when we take it down, we have to wash it off. The last years that we filled meat, we put a sugar cure on it, a kind of a sugar cure.
Uh-huh.
And rub that on it and hang it up. Now, boy, that's the best meat.
Oh,
we got the recipe out of the store for that.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, for the sugar cure. That's
hard. 8 ounces of sugar and 8 ounces of salt, no, 15 pounds of salt to 500 pounds,
mm-hmm.
and 8 ounces of sugar, and 4 ounces of black pepper, and saltpeter, and all, I forget ounces now, but anyway, make that all up and rub it and hang it up, and I mean, you've got some good meat.
Oh, yeah.
And we still are. People are coming to get that recipe to you.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yes. There's quite a little bit of meat killed around. And you can put it in any time of the year that way, you see.
Uh-huh.
You keep it.
Uh-huh.
And that makes it mighty nice.
Well, when it was sliced up like that, now you'd fry it then after
Mm-hmm. Any way you'd want to cook it, just anyway.
You still call it middling?